Hello, this is Dr. Linda Martinez-Louis. I want to speak with you about how shameless narcissists project shame on their spouses. Shame is a complex, intolerable feeling of being exposed, wanting to disappear, and feeling deep emotional vulnerability. Feelings of inferiority and worthlessness accompany a sense of shame. Each person feels shame in his or her own way. A child who feels shame has been shamed by parent or parents, siblings, or other family members. Shaming a child is a way of controlling them, making them feel small and helpless. Chronic shaming abuse leaves a painful imprint on the psyche of that child. Narcissists, male and female, are shameless. They have no sense of limits or consideration for others, including close family members. Narcissists lie shamelessly all the time and attempt to destroy your reputation, even have you fired from your job. For these serious transgressions of human decency, they feel no shame. Not having a conscience facilitates narcissists in their outrageous and hurtful behaviors. Narcissists are particularly brutal with their spouses. They create reasons to shame their partners. Riding along with the shaming is their volcanic rage. Here, there is no let up. They constantly scream in your face, slam doors, hit walls, make threats, and then even revert to the silent treatment, which can go on for days or even weeks. At the end of these wretched scenes, the narcissist blames you for disturbing him or her. Narcissistic spouses are constantly finding ways to whittle you down psychologically, to keep you feeling desperate, to throttle your nerve endings. Shame is one of the most effective cruelties. It is especially pernicious if you were shamed as a child. Some spouses take this toxic kind of abuse because it is so familiar to them. They unconsciously turn to a narcissistic spouse to reinforce how they feel about themselves from childhood, deep inside. Some spouses, after years of being belittled and laughed at and dragged through the mud of abuse, wake up and realize they don't deserve to be treated in this abusive manner. The work of separating permanently from the narcissistic spouse has begun. You have awakened. This passage may not be easy or smooth, but it is worth the journey. I am in communication with many spouses who have made this final separation from the narcissistic spouse. And with the help and support of friends, family members, mental health individuals, therapists, if you are in therapy, and or other members of your social group, together with those who benefit from various modalities such as simple hatha yoga, having a prayer or meditation practice that works for you, accessing nature and its great beauty, and using your many creative gifts, you can begin to taste freedom for the first time in your lives. You don't have to make excuses anymore for who you are. You are on the road to rediscovering that original, genuine self.